Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. So says the Mishnah, Ir she'yesh b'Avodah Zarah, a city that has a particular Avodah Zarah, chutzo l'mutar, you're allowed to do business with the of the Avodah Zarah outside of that city, because only it's probably an Avodah Zarah celebration that's limited to that city. Haya chutzo l'Avodah Zarah, if the holiday was celebrated outside of the city, then tocha mutar, then inside the city you could assume they're not celebrating, and therefore you can do business with people there. Ma'u leilich l'shamar, are you allowed to go there for whatever reason, to a place where they're doing this avodah zarah? So b'zman shayderach miuched is also makom aser. When you have a road that only goes to that place and it stops there, it's a dead end, then it's aser to go there on a day that they're celebrating their avodah zarah, because it looks like you're going for the avodah zarah. V'mayyachal halich b'lemakom acher muter, but if it happens to be an exit on the highway, but there are other further exits on the highway, then it's mutter to go there. Because it's not so obvious that you're going to a place of Avodah Zarah. Ir she'yesh b'Avodah Zarah, a city that has an Avodah Zarah holiday being celebrated, v'ayu b'chanuyos mutaros v'sheinu mutaros, and some of the stores in the city are all decorated and dressed up, and others are not, zeh ha'yemaisa b'beishan, such a story happened in Beishan, v'amru chachamim ha'mutaros asuros v'sheinu mutaros mutaros, and the chachamim said only the stores that are dressed up are asur, because the stores that are not dressed up are mutter, because if they're not dressed up, then they don't, that has no shaychus to the Avodah Zarah. So moving on now to Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah discusses a new topic now. Nothing to do with holidays, but things just in general with business with Avodah Zarah. So the following things you're not allowed to sell to an Avid Chachavim ever. Istrobalin ubnoshuach upot ufitotro sehen. Acorns, figs that are called bnoshuach, and with their stems that are still attached to them, because apparently they would use this in the service of the Avodah Zarah. That's the point over here. Ulavona, which we know from the Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a certain type of spice. So they would use it as well. V'tarnagol halavan, or a white tarnagol, a white rooster. Tarnagol less is a chicken, tarnagol is a rooster, because they would use these for their Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mutar limkalo tarnagol lavan bein ha-tarnagolin. Look, if you're selling a bunch of roosters, and you have 100 roosters, and it happens to be some of them are white, that you don't have to worry about, because they usually are makbit to only buy the white ones if they're using it for Avodah Zarah. U'bizman shu b'fnei atzmo, when you're selling the tarnagol on its own, koteas etzbo ha-mochrolo, what you could do is, you could cut off one of its toes, and then sell it to them, l'fishein makrivin chasel Avodah Zarah, because they would not be makriv an animal that's missing something, that's missing a limb, for the Avodah Zarah. Shar kol ha-dvarim, stamen mutar uprushan aser. And when it comes to everything else to sell to Novid Avodah Zarah, if the guy doesn't say that he wants it for Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to sell it to him. But if he says what he's using it for, and it happens to be that he's using it for Avodah Zarah, then it's aser. Rameir omer, af dekel tov v'chatzav v'niklivam, aser lim kol avdichavim. You're not even allowed to sell certain types of very good dates, and sugarcane and niklivam, which is some type of grass, because that's also something that they use for the Avodah Zarah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalid, we had said that if you have a city that has an Avodah Zarah in it, you're allowed to do business outside of the city. If the Avodah Zarah holiday is outside, you're allowed to do business in the city. As far as going on the road to that city, it depends if it's the last stop on the highway or if there are further stops ahead. If a city has Avodah Zarah festival going on in it, and there are some stores that are dressed up and some that are not dressed up, so the Chacham said only the mu'utaros are aser, the ones that are not dressed up, that are not decorated, are mutar. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that there are certain things that you're never allowed to sell to of the Avodah Zarah, because there's an assumption that they're going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Among those is a white rooster, unless either you're selling a whole bunch of roosters and one of them happens to be white, or you cut off a limb from the rooster, because then you could rest assured that it is not being used for avodah zarah. And then we said, but when you're selling other things, you don't have to assume it's being used for avodah zarah unless the person tells you that that is the case. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.